And here's just a quick training sequence of, you know, you don't just give them a device and say, see you later. Here's some things that you want to teach them. And believe it or not, teaching them where to place it, that's a procedure. You really need to try it all over the face. You can put it on the side of the neck, underneath the chin, on the other side. You can put it on the cheek, wherever you get the best vibration. So you want to change it around and have them work on that. You got to teach them how to turn it off and on. That's the thing that drives the spouses crazy, is that they leave it on while they're not talking. So it goes, bzz, hello, how are you? Bzz, you know, and the family just goes crazy, okay? So that's some distracting behaviors. You want to teach them how to talk a little bit slower and do phrasing, stress and inflection, those kinds of things. The Cervox actually, if you press the button, gives you a little bit of, in certain ways, you get a little bit of pitch control. I do have a video in my office of a gentleman. I think the cool thing when you see this video is that you can still hear his Maine accent, okay, from the state of Maine. You can still hear his New England accent with the electrolarynx, which is really cool. So that shows you that it has a lot to do with speech production and not actually the vocal cords that influence accent.